It's Central Time. I'm Judith Sears Poisson, and you're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, Congress is ultimately responsible for deciding on tax policy, but voters want to know where presidential candidates stand. We compare their positions. First, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is getting a lot of attention for comments made to journalists yesterday about who might get the GOP nomination in a contested convention.
If someone can get to 1237 before the convention, it'll obviously have to be an existing candidate. If they don't, that's ultimately up to the delegates. There's no criteria one way or the other. It could be one of the three. It could be somebody who ran before. It could be somebody who hasn't ever run for president before. And the beauty is that the people get to decide that, not the party leaders.
Joining us now is Jesse Opoyan, who covers state government and politics for the Capital Times. Jesse, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
So, Jesse, you've written about Governor Walker's statements, and we just heard a clip of that. What prompted him to comment now about the nominee in a potentially contested convention?
Well, he was asked. I was there yesterday, and I asked, but, the question's kind of been out there for a few weeks now, or months even, as it seems increasingly likely that Donald Trump is the most likely nominee, but still there's a possibility that he may not end up with that majority that's needed to earn the nomination automatically. So then the question arises, well, who's it going to be? And there's certainly been some speculation about some Wisconsin figures, so it seemed like a good question for the governor while the candidates are crisscrossing the state over these next couple of weeks getting ready for the April 5th primary.
Well, and as you said, he was asked, but I'm guessing he also probably had opportunities to say basically the same thing at earlier points. Do you think it is because the Wisconsin primary is coming up that he decided this was a good time to kind of throw those ideas out there?
Yeah, definitely. I think so. I mean, he's being very careful and deliberate with what he says and won't say about who he would support or who he thinks it may be. He's not outright necessarily criticizing Donald Trump, but making it pretty clear that that's not someone that he would support. He's holding off on making an endorsement for another few days, but doesn't want to wait till too late either. He wants to make sure he hits the exact right moment to have the most possible impact. So he's definitely considering very carefully when he can say these things and what exactly he should be saying.
So in those comments that he made that we just heard, he said it could be one of the three that are still running. It could be someone who was running before but is no longer in the race. It could be someone who hasn't run. Now, some of the national press have been saying that mention of people who were running but aren't at this point could be a hint that maybe he would be the nominee. Do you think that was part of the subtext there?
It certainly could have been. I didn't get a chance to push him and ask if that's what he was thinking, but that's obviously been some of the speculation. There's also been a little bit of talk of sort of the three R's is how it's being put. You know, there's Marco Rubio, who just dropped out, who certainly had a lot of support here in Wisconsin. There's former nominee Mitt Romney, and there's the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. So there's some other options there, too, including at least one other who did already run this time around.
So in your article, Jesse, you remind readers that when Governor Walker was leaving the presidential race, he called several times for the remaining Republican candidates to clear the field for a positive alternative to Donald Trump. So could he actually be in a pretty good position as being seen as a strong conservative option who hasn't played into the very public Trump bashing by other party members?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he said that early on, and no one really paid attention for a little while. I think the next person to drop out was Bobby Jindal. And then, sure enough, as we keep getting closer and closer to the convention, candidates are saying, all right, you know, we've got to coalesce around someone who's not Trump. And we are seeing people like Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio not only dropping out, but throwing their support to someone like Ted Cruz, who months ago you probably couldn't envision, but it's happening now. And, yeah, I think there's got to be credit or acknowledgement made of the fact that this was something Governor Walker was talking about months ago.
Well, and the other side of that is that Governor Walker withdrew from the race a lot earlier than a lot of people expected. And it's also been said that because he left the field so early, he was not around long enough to be the object of a lot of criticism from Donald Trump. Might that also help him in consideration?
Definitely. You know, and that's not to say that Donald Trump didn't have things to say about Scott Walker. He certainly knocked him for things that he viewed as going poorly in Wisconsin, you know, poor job performance, this or that. He said things about Scott Walker, but it never got personal. It never got all that nasty, and he didn't focus on him too terribly much. So, you know, you compare that to what we have going on with Ted Cruz right now, or, you know, a few weeks ago, Marco Rubio and little Marco and you know, going after him for being sweaty. I mean, Scott Walker never had to deal with that from Donald Trump.
We're talking with Jessi Apoyan. She covers state government and politics for the Capital Times. Now, John Kasich is another governor like Scott Walker with similar claims, who is still in the race, still on the ballot. Would you expect him and his campaign to maybe push back on the idea that they have to go outside of the current ballot to find a potential nominee?
Yeah, you know, he's been pretty clear that he's not considering dropping out or holding back at all as we go forward leading up to April 5th. It seems like sort of the conventional opinion of his campaign at this point among a lot of Republicans in Wisconsin is they like his campaign. They like what he's doing. They like his record, and it is similar in many ways to that of Scott Walker, so that makes sense, but they don't see him as being a viable alternative to Donald Trump at this point. They don't necessarily see him as being a viable alternative to Hillary Clinton. But yeah, the Kasich campaign is, they had a town hall this week. They've got three scheduled next week. They've got a couple other events coming up, so they're definitely focusing on Wisconsin.
Some leading Republicans over the past few weeks are still expressing hope of Speaker Paul Ryan emerging as the nominee at a contested convention. What kind of odds would you give that for happening?
Oh, man. I, much like Governor Scott Walker, am reluctant to try to predict much in this election because everyone's predictions have been wrong. I know I said months ago that we wouldn't still be talking about Donald Trump, you know, 3-6 months from now at that point, and here we are. So I don't know if I'd put a number on it, but I will say this. You know, he said he didn't want to be Speaker of the House. He said he didn't want to do that. He says he doesn't want to be president. We'll see.
And so we will watch Speaker Ryan as this goes on. He also gave a speech this week on the state of American politics that was not only a more civil response to the Trump movement, but what could be interpreted as going out and trying to sound very presidential and really emphasizing those leadership skills. Do you think that was Ryan's intention, or is he just trying to kind of position himself as a powerful speaker?
You know, I think that at the very least his intention was to criticize Donald Trump without calling him out by name. So much of his presence as Speaker of the House has been presidential in many ways. He gives a lot of speeches. He talks a lot about the party and the country and the state of just where we are right now. He's got a strong social media presence. He's got a strong press presence. He's got what would seem like a campaign operation, but maybe that's just his approach to being Speaker. It's something I guess we'll find out over the next couple months.
You mentioned Mitt Romney earlier as one of the possibilities that could come out of a brokered convention. Is that something that you think the Republican base would be excited about, or are they seeing it as, you know, we have to find the lesser of two or more evils?
I think there's a little bit of both there. I've definitely talked to some Republicans who are longing for the days of Mitt Romney, whether that's the state of the race right now or they are genuinely excited about him possibly coming back as a candidate. There is absolutely a presence within the party that's saying it would be nice to have him back in front of the field.
So just as we wrap up, Jessi, so the Republican Party leadership is trying to throw everything they can in the way of Donald Trump to deny him the nomination. Donald Trump is saying if he gets the delegates and doesn't get the nomination, there might be riots. Regardless of what happens in Cleveland at the Republican convention, is there any way that the party can emerge intact?
Man, that's a loaded question. Yes, I mean, of course. This is shaking the party up quite a bit. This is giving them a little bit of a gut check. It's making them stop and say, all right, what do we really stand for? What do we want to be known for? And if Donald Trump's not the nominee, then they get to sort of walk away from it and be okay. But if he is, then they have to maybe take a different direction. Maybe we see some sort of third party, something going on. But they do have a chance to decide at this point. You know, what does the Republican Party really want to be?
Well, Jessi, we'll certainly keep in touch with you as the campaign continues.
Okay, we'll be looking forward to it.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
That was Jessie Apoyan, who covers state government and politics for the Capital Times. She was talking with us about Governor Walker's comments that the GOP nominee could be someone who's not currently in the race.